Okay, welcome back, everybody. So we're going to be continuing with the sugya of Poris Mapa Umekadesh. We're going to try to analyze that halacha tonight, the opinion of Shmuel, that when, in the case of Hafsaka, when we have a group of people eating on Friday afternoon and they're eating all the way up until the moment of Shabbos, so what do? They are Poris Mapa Umekadesh, they cover the table with a mapa, with a tablecloth, they make kiddush, and then they continue eating. We know that Shmuel falls in between the two poles that we analyzed on Monday night. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that mafsikin legamre. Right, there's the halacha of akira shulchan, according to the Rashbam, that meant that you remove the table. According to other Yishonim Tosos, that meant that you bench, even if you don't have to actually remove the table. That's one pole. The opposite pole is Rabbi Yossi, that you continue eating, you bench, and then you make kiddush afterwards. Shmuel is in between. He holds that you don't have to remove the table, you don't have to bench, but you also cannot just continue eating. Rather, you have to cover the table, make kiddush, and then you may continue eating. The question is, what exactly is the mechayev of Poris Mapa Umekadesh? What's the basis for this din? Why is it that one covers the table, makes kiddush, and then continues eating? What exactly is the relationship between this halacha and the sudos of Shabbos, and the suda of Shabbos? So let's begin like this. The Rashbam, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. I think you all saw it tonight, the bottom Rashbam, where the Rashbam explains that Shmuel is not exactly like Rabbi Yossi. V'lok Rabbi Yossi, the Amar eino tzarech lahafsik klal, ela yigmor se'udaso afilu mishech ha'sheicha, v'yivarchu berkas ha'mazon, v'achar kach mevi lo kol sheni l'kiddush ha'yom, k'disan l'kambam b'shmaitin. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you just continue eating, you finish your meal, and then you make kiddush. Ela, what's Shmuel's opinion? Poris mapa ala ma'achol, k'din kol shabasos ha'shana, Shehivi ulechem al hashulchan kodem kiddush kedisani lekaman inami mishum silok pitura ve'achar kach omer kiddush hayom al hakos v'chozer ve'ochel v'gomer seudas. Shmuel's opinion is that you cover the food, you make kiddush, and then you continue eating. But the Rashbam inserts there two different interpretations as to the purpose of prisas mapa, the purpose of covering the food. Says the Rashbam, Poris Mapa LaMaychol, Kedin Kol Shabbosos Hashana, Shehivi Ulechem Al HaShulchan Kodem Kiddush, Kedisani LaKaman. What's the Rashbam saying there, Moshe? That first interpretation, before the Inami. Why are we covering the food? The Rashbam on the bottom of Kufa Medalef. Brian, why are we covering the food according to that first interpretation? Yeah, so what does that mean, every other Shabbos? In what case?
The Rashbam and Kuf Amud Beis discusses a case where Lishon food, may already be there, and you kind of cover up that. Great.
So the Rashbam himself makes reference to Kuf Amud Beis, because he says, Kedisan Yala Kamon. Right? So the Rashbam in the first interpretation is saying, we cover the food, because we always cover the food whenever the food is out before kiddush. Okay? So this is a very important point. The Rashbam here is referencing the two distinct cases of Poris Mapa. Okay? Case number one is what we would call Hafsaka. Hafsaka is the case we've been discussing, where you're eating on Friday afternoon all the way up until Shabbos. Then at the moment of Shabbos, you cover the table, you make kiddush. Case number two is where you're not eating on Friday afternoon. Rather, you go into Shabbos without eating. You go to shul, you come back, you want to have your meal. But lo and behold, before you make kiddush, the food is already out on the table. So says the Gemara, according to the Rashbam, and Daf Kufam and Beis, then in that case as well, Poris Mapa Umekadesh. You should first cover the food and then make kiddush. This is related to the halacha that we cover the bread before making Kiddush on Friday night. We'll discuss that at length next week, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay? So does everybody follow here how there are two distinct cases of Poreis Mapa? One of Hafsaka going into Shabbos, and number two on Shabbos itself? So the Rashbam, in the first interpretation, explains that the same reasoning governs both cases. We cover the food in the case of Hafsaka, case number one, just as we cover the food in case number two, when Shabbos has already arrived and you're sitting down to your meal. So the implication is that although there are two different instances of Poreis Mapa, they are governed by the same reasoning. And we're going to have to turn to the Rashbam and Kuf Amud Beis to determine that reasoning. So let's turn right there. Before we get to the Rashbam's second Pshat and Kuf Amud Aleph, the Rashbam and Kuf Amud Beis, Dibar Hamaskel Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it's a long Rashbam. So the Rashbam is discussing what exactly the circumstances were when Rabba Bar Bar Chana visited the Resh Galusa. And the Rashbam, as opposed to Rashi, is of the opinion that the case was not that they were eating on Friday afternoon. Rather, the case was that they were sitting down to their Shabbos meal on Friday night, once Shabbos had already arrived. And the Rashbam explains that because the food was already out, therefore they covered the table. Then at the end, the Rashbam quotes from the She'iltos. If you go down to the words "Vitaima kedeparish b'she'iltos," everybody see that? Towards the end of the, about 10 lines up from the next Dibra Maschil, about 10 lines up from Vishavin. Vitaima kedeparish b'she'iltos, yeah? Okay. Vitaima kedeparish b'she'iltos derav achoygon, b'parashas vayishma yisro, v'chosav b'hu hachi. The reason to cover the food is as Rav Achoygon explains in the She'iltos, in Parshas Yisro, and he writes as follows. Ukrove taka mikame deliktish likidusha deshabsa lomak ravina. We don't bring out the table prior to making Kiddush on Friday night. My taima, why? Ki heichi deteisi seuda liyakra deshabsa. So that the suda comes for the sake of kavod Shabbos. If the food is already out before Kiddush, then it's not abundantly clear, it's not recognizable that the food is for the sake of Shabbos. The food was there before you even declared that it was Shabbos. So you want to specifically bring the food in the context of Kiddush Shabbos, so therefore the food should be covered or in a different room before you make Kiddush. Vehechi de karivu, but if you already brought the food, then lo misalkinon le, you don't have to bring it back out. Ela what? Poreis alav mapa umekadish. You cover it with a tablecloth and you make kiddush. Disanya, because we have a brayis on kuf amud beis that you saw. Vishavin she'in mevinas hasholchan ela imkein kiddush. Vimhevi poreis alav mapa umekadish. The brayis is very clear that you shouldn't have the food on the table unless you've already made kiddush, and if the food is there, then you cover it. Then the Shilto says, "Veheicha de ischil suudasa mid the inahar b'mali shabasa, v'kadosh alayoma poris mapa umekadish." And when you began a meal, while it was still light outside on Friday afternoon, meaning it wasn't yet Shabbos, and you make kiddush, and then Shabbos arrived, so then you cover the table and you make kiddush. Okay. So sof kol sof, what's the reasoning of the She'iltos for why we cover the food? Jake, why do you cover the food according to the She'iltos?
Because
Ki heichi de teisi suda liyakar de shabasa.
For the sake of kavod Shabbos.
Yeah, so that the food comes for the sake of kavod Shabbos. Okay? So now when we turn back to the Rashbam and Kuf Amud Aleph, and he tells us that in both instances of Pores Mapa, the case where you're eating into Shabbos, and the case where the food was on the table at the beginning of Shabbos, in both cases of Pores Mapa, it seems like they share the same reasoning. And that reasoning is what he clarified on Kuf Amid Beis, that according to the She'iltos, we cover the food before Kiddush, so that the food comes for the purpose of Kavod Shabbos. Yeah? So what we're trying to pull out from here is that for the Rashbam, there is no according to this answer, according to Pshat number one, there is no fundamental distinction between the two cases of Pores Mapa u'Mekadesh. Doesn't really matter the circumstances whether you were eating into Shabbos or whether you came home from shul and there was food on the table. The point is that whenever you're making Kiddush, you need to have the food covered. Why? Because the food is supposed to come for the sake of Shabbos. That's the principle. Okay, I had a question from Brian and from Moshe. Brian. Moshe. Right. So I think the point here is that those actions are preparatory. But the act of eating a meal on Shabbos relates to your experience of Shabbos. The She'iltos uses the term Yakra de Shabbasa, the Kavod of Shabbos, but the truth is that the Gra and others make a distinction between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is the activities that you do to prepare for Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is that which you do to experience the Shabbos itself. A Suda is Oneg Shabbos. But what the She'iltos was trying to say is that when you have the Oneg Shabbos, it should be clear that it's coming for the sake of Shabbos. And if you already had the food out prior to Kiddush, then it's not clear that the food is coming specifically because it's Shabbos. Maybe it's just because you have dinner every night. Right, so setting the table is again, it's a preparatory activity that your house should be prepared for Shabbos.
So why is that not the same? By having the food out, that's preparatory. Not eating, I agree, it's different. That would be the oneg. But how is...
So I think the assumption is that you don't have food out on the table. I mean, food out on the table is not really an act of preparation as much as it's an act that facilitates having the meal. Meaning you set the table, that means that there's a shulchan aruch, right? There's a set table in the house. But having food out on the table, I guess the assumption here is that that's more just trying to facilitate the meal. In order to have the meal, you have to have the food out. But since that's about the meal, so therefore it should come specifically for the sake of Shabbos. Okay. So for our analysis, the important point is that there's one reasoning that governs both instances of Pores Mapa, namely, that whenever there is Kiddush, the food needs to be covered so that it comes for the sake of Shabbos. The Rashbam then says writes an Inami, going back to the Rashbam Akufam and Aleph, where he explains Pores Mapa u'Mekadesh. So he says, Inami, maybe another reason why you should cover the table is Mishum Siluk Pesura. Pesura means a shulchan, a table. Siluk means removal. So what the Rashbam is saying there is that maybe the whole idea of covering the table is that covering the table is a ki'ilu, it's a ke'ein removal of the table. Rabbi Yehuda required that you remove the table entirely. Shmuel holds, you don't have to remove the table entirely, you just have to cover it, and by covering it, it's as if it's not there. Yeah? Oh. Now, it seems clear from the Inami that the Rashbam is now assuming that the two circumstances of Pores Mapa, the first one being when you eat into Shabbos, Hafsaka, and the second one being when you come home from shul and there's already food on the table, those are two different dinim. Two different dinim. There's one din that when you're trying to be mafsik, you need to remove the table. But Shmuel found a way to ki'ilu remove the table without having to physically remove it, by covering it. Then there's a second din that when you're sitting down to your meal on Shabbos, so the food should be covered before you make Kiddush, because of the She'iltos' reasoning, for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, or so that it's clear that the food is coming for the sake of Shabbos. Those are two different dinim. So the analysis in the Rashbam is that according to the first pshat, the two circumstances are really one din, they're one conceptual principle, whereas according to the second pshat, there are two dinim. There's one halacha that when you're eating into Shabbos, you need to be mafsik, and you do that by covering the table. And there's a second halacha about what to do when on Shabbos the food is out on the table before you make Kiddush. Ah. So then the question becomes, if the idea of Pores Mapa in the case of Hafsaka, where you're eating into Shabbos, if the idea is Mishum Siluk Pitura, to remove the table, then what exactly are you trying to accomplish? So what do you guys think? If the whole idea of being Pores Mapa, Ilan, if the idea of being Pores Mapa is like a virtual removal of the table, right? It's a ki'ilu removal of the table. So what's it trying to accomplish? What do you think? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. Can anybody else hear Ilan? Maybe it's me. You can hear Ilan? Oh no. Leve. I don't know why. Okay, Brian? How come I can't hear anybody? Hold on 1 second. Okay, got it. I don't know why that happened, because I could hear you before. Okay, Ilan. So, what were you answering?
Your audio cut out at the last second of your question. Can you just repeat the question?
Oh, that's what happened. Okay. So, the question is, if, according to the Rashbam's second idea, that the reason to cover the table is Mishum Siluk Pitura, it's a ki'ilu, it's a virtual removal of the table. So, what are you trying to accomplish by doing so? But if you think that covering the table, if you think that you need to cover the table because by doing so, it's essentially that you're removing the table.
So I guess you need to have
something. Yeah, right? Because you don't need to appeal to removal of the table to fulfill the din of the She'iltos, right? The idea that the food should come for the sake of Shabbos. That just means that the food needs to be covered. The table could be there, right? So if you're telling me that you need to ki'ilu remove the table, yeah? So then that very much sounds like what you're trying to do is distinguish, you're trying to interrupt. You're trying to end the previous meal and start a new meal.
So it's like a more makeup version of Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly. Now this is a little bit difficult because the Rashbam continues to say that Shmuel actually paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So I'm not sure, meaning it's very difficult. In my mind, it's very difficult, the Inami, to read that together with the rest of the Rashbam. I mean, the Inami is saying that Shmuel requires Pores Mapa because it's a virtual getting rid of the table. But then in the same breath, you're going to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, who not only doesn't require you to remove the table, he doesn't require benching. He allows you to continue eating and make Kiddush afterwards. I don't know how to jive those two together. Maybe the veneer of Einai is really the Rashbam saying that he really believes in his first pshat, and not the second one. But either way, putting that to the side for now, I think what comes out of the Rashbam are two different ways of looking at the halacha of Pores Mapa u'mekadish. Why is it that we cover the table when Shabbos arrives? And you're in the case of Hafsaka, you're eating into Shabbos, Shabbos arrives. Why is it that we cover the table? One idea is that it's based on the general reasoning of why we cover the food before Kiddush, and that's so that the food comes for the sake of Shabbos. And both circumstances of Poris Mappa are really one fundamental din. That's one idea. Second idea in the Rashbam is that no, as Ilan said, it's like a tempered version of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Poris Mappa is meant to interrupt, to distinguish, to divide between the Suda Chol and the Suda Shabbos. I think the second idea comes across very clearly in the Tosos Rid. Tosos Rid says, in source number one on your sheets, V'divrei Amorahim Eker She'inu Medabra Ela B'mesh She'izkel Echol Mevod Yom V'kidei Shalav Hayom She'tzarech Lifros Mapa Y K'dei Lahafsiko Me'achilosa. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong source here. Okay. Sorry. The Tosafot Rid is a different idea. But, okay. Rabbeinu David, source number 7. So I think Ilan was referencing Rabbeinu David's Pshat in the Rashbam. I think he reads the Rashbam a little bit differently, because he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shaladivir Rabbi Yehuda mafsikin ba'akir ha'sholchan, k'dei sh'yavo ha'sholchan l'chvod Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to actually take away the table. Ve'achshav, according to Shmuel, eino tzarech lakor es ha'sholchan l'gamrei, ela poris alav es ha'mapa, k'dei sh'yesalik osa achar ha'kidush l'chvod Shabbos. Dumya da'akir ha'sholchan. You spread out the tablecloth so that it's as if you're removing it. And then it comes back after Kiddush for Kavod Shabbos. So it's almost like the Rabbeinu David is like combining the two interpretations of the Rashbam. Right? Almost like that inami is not there. Right? Because he's saying that he's throwing in the factor of Kavod Shabbos, which would seem to be the first idea, but then he's also throwing in the Silo Kasholchan, which is the second idea. Okay. So, not yeah, Moshe.
That could it just be only the Kavod Shabbos idea of the Shiltos, and like that, in essence, is how you're fulfilling the Kavod Shabbos part, yeah?
By removing the table.
Yeah, by this, down here removing the table.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't really know why it would be an inami then. Because the first pshat in the Rashbam is exactly the she'iltos, right? So why would the Rashbam say inami? That's what I'm stuck on. Rabbeinu David seemed to interpret them as saying one idea. Yeah, so I'm with you on that. Okay, now.
Wait, Rabbi.
Yes.
If you want to say that removing the table, if we're saying removing the table and covering them are similar, like you can say we're saying raising up this when the Rosh Hashanah goes up to say that like covering the table is really just he's just being mocking at himself, right? But you do the holy Rabbi Yossi, where you don't really have to. So if we're saying that removing the shulchan and covering the table are two different things, if our starting point is covering the table, we could say, okay, just like covering the table is really just being machmir, so too removing the table is also being machmir, but it's really like the din of Rabbi Yossi. Like I think if the starting point is with the shulchan, and then the parz mappa is another version of it, then if the inami is hard, right? I think if we have the starting point as covering a table is like the machmir, then just removing it is like another way of being machmir. But he still would hold like Rabbi Yossi according to like just like the plain deen.
I'm still not sure how that does that answer the question I was asking. Meaning, the first pshat that the that Pores Mappa is that there's one din of Pores Mappa, right? So that we explained is all based on the Sheiltos, right? That the food should come for the sake of Shabbos. So if we're saying that Siluk Petuda is also that, you remove the table for the same reason, so why is it an inami? It's the same thing. You're just saying, how far do you have to go? Meaning, do you have to only cover the food, or do you have to virtually remove the table, but it would be for the same purpose?
Right. It's like instead of, let's say, you just don't have to have a table cover with you, and like ideally you just cover the table. That's it. It's like, okay, if you can't do that, then remove the table.
No. But mishum siluk pitura means that covering the table is akin to, it constitutes a removal of the table.
Right. So I'm saying that it could also be read that from that removal of the table is similar to covering the table. Like if we're saying one equals the other, then you could also, like, if A equals B, then B equals A.
Okay, so how does that help us?
Because if you would just say Mishum Sid Petura, but like Inami saying another way of covering the table is we just be removing it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's how the words read. The words are saying Inami Mishum Siluk Petura, another reason to cover the table with a tablecloth is for the purpose of, or is to have a removal of it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sof Kol Sof, I'm not sure exactly what to do with that inami, but okay, at the end of the day, let's clarify as follows. Okay, I know we've had a lot of dachistic diukim in the Rashbam, which is good, but let's clarify as follows, all right? We asked the question, in a case of Hafsaka, when you're eating into Shabbos, why do you have to cover the table according to Shmuel and Mekiddush at that point? Okay? So, let's say like this. One idea is that it's for the same reason as when you generally cover the food in any case on Friday night, and that's so that the food comes for the sake of Shabbos. And the idea is that whenever you're making Kiddush, the food needs to be covered. Idea number one in the Rashbam. And that's the way, Rabbeinu David had that in the Rashbam as well. Idea number two that we're suggesting in the Rashbam, based on the Inami, is that you cover the table in order to remove the table and thereby divide the Suda Shabbos from the previous Suda Schol. You have to end the Suda Schol and begin the Suda Shabbos. But whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bench in order to do that, according to Shmuel, all you have to do is cover the table, remove it, make Kiddush, and then it's as if you're starting a new meal for the sake of Shabbos. A third idea, Brian, I'll get to you in a second, comes from the Tosos Rid. The Tosos Rid says that Shetzarech Lifros Mapa Kedei Lehafsiko Me'achi Laso Shekevan Shekidesh Hayom Aser Lo Lechol Ad Sheyekadesh. The Tosos Rid says a different idea, third idea, that you know the reason why you have to cover the table? It's because once Shabbos arrives, you're not allowed to eat anymore until you make Kiddush. Why? Because there's a general rule that you're not allowed to eat prior to making Kiddush. So if you haven't yet made Kiddush, then you can't eat. So says the Tosos Rid, if you can't eat until you make Kiddush, then you should cover the food. Because without covering the food, you're going to gravitate towards it. So you should cover the food before making Kiddush because you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. Yeah? So that's a third idea. Okay, so we have three ideas on the books. Now, I want to clarify as follows. Okay, I see Jake has a question and Brian has a question. Okay, I just want to get at this the next point. Okay? When we say Pores Mappa Umikadish, you should cover the table and make Kiddush. Yeah? Are those two separate requirements? There's one reason why you have to cover the table, and there's another reason why you have to make Kiddush. Or it's all one and the same. You cover the table because you're making Kiddush. So this is a good way to think about the different ideas that we've presented so far. Let's say, for example, according to the second shot in the Rashbam, that you're covering the table, why? To divide between Sudas Chol and Sudas Shabbos. So that carries its own weight. Separate and apart from the Kiddush that you're going to have to make, you have to cover the table because you need to divide the meals. Or for the Tosos Rid, why do you have to cover the table? Because you're not allowed to eat. It's not because you're making Kiddush, it's because you're not allowed to eat. Yeah? But according to the first Pshat in the Rashbam, that the reason why you're covering the table is because whenever you're making Kiddush, the food has to be covered. So it's really, the Poreis Mapa is a function of the fact that you're making Kiddush. Right? It's because you're making Kiddush now that you have to cover the food. So only according to that idea is Poreis Mapa a function of Kiddush. But according to the first two ideas, Poreis Mapa is independent of Kiddush, either as a divider between the meals, or as a safeguard from continuing to eat before making Kiddush. Brian and Jake.
How do we understand the second position of the Rashbam in a case where you have not eaten before Shabbos and you're going back from shul? Right? If the entire point is to Samafsaka, right?
Yeah. So this is what I was saying, that according to the second shot, they are two different dinim. The two circumstances are two different dinim, two different conceptual halachos.
And the reasons are also different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to emphasize. Jake. Yes, the Rashbam says that v'gomer su'udaso, you're concluding the old meal. Right. But the way that you you need to distinguish between a Sudas Chol and a Sudas Shabbos. So in Achinami, Jake, you're right. You're not beginning an entirely new meal. Because if you were, then you'd have to bench on the previous one. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Shmuel is saying you need to characterize the Sudas Shabbos as a Sudas Shabbos. And to do so, you need to divide. You need to place a demarcation between them. How do you do that? By removing the table. So you pause the meal. Maybe that's a better way to put it. You make Kiddush, and then you continue the meal. But the continuation now has the spirit or the character of Shabbos. Oh, so that's how you want to fit the Siluk Petura with Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
That it's, since it's still one meal, so Shmuel's really paskening like Rabbi Yossi, but as the Rashbam says, he's being machmir that you should make Kiddush first. Okay, so I hear that. The only issue is that conceptually it's a little bit difficult, because if the idea of removing the table is, again, to like demarcate, right, to say that now I'm having my Suda Shabbos, so then you would think that it's not just a chumrah to stop and say Kiddush. It's like it's an ikr. right? Unless the Rashbam thinks that what Shmuel does prospectively, Rabbi Yossi does retrospectively. Meaning to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees you have to infuse the meal with the character of Shabbos. He just thinks that you can do that afterwards by making Kiddush. Or that it exists naturally, organically, because of the environment of Shabbos. That's what we said last year. And now Shmuel is saying that I'm going to be machmir that you should make a proactive declaration to characterize the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. Okay. I could hear that. Very good. Shkoyach, Jake. Very good. Okay. Wow. Okay. I think we're going to spend multiple shiurim on the topic of Puri's map, if that's okay with everybody. Because we have a lot left to do. So, I think it's also interesting. There's a machlok, as we've shown, you guys saw between the Rashbam and Tosos, about who does Shmuel really paskin like amongst the Tanoi. Right, we just pointed out that according to the Rashbam, Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi, fundamentally. But he's being machmir. What does Tosos say? Gabe? What does Tosos say? Who does Shmuel really paskin like amongst the Tanoim? You guys see that, Tosos? That's the Rashbam. According to Tosos, who does he paskin like? Yeah, the Yerushalmi. So what does that say? The Chachamim, a third opinion, a third Tana, right? So this Yerushalmi adds a third Tana to the mix. That doesn't appear explicitly in the Bavli. It might appear in the Bavli on Kuf Amud Beis, but it doesn't appear explicitly. Yeah. So the Bavli has Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and the Yerushalmi adds the Chachamim who hold Poris Mapo Mekadish. So I thought this was another interesting question. Who do you really align Shmuel with amongst the Tanoim? I think that could reflect on the nature of the halacha of Poris Mapa. If Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi, so what we're saying is that, again, according to Rabbi Yossi, it was fine to just continue the meal. Right? You didn't have to. It's almost like there's an, as we said in the previous year, there's an organic Suda Shabbos. And this is what Jake was pointing out before. That maybe, according to Shmuel, if he really holds like Rabbi Yossi, and just being machmir to make Kiddush first, so what he's saying is that it's really best to first declare it a Suda Shabbos, instead of letting nature take its course. But if you say that Shmuel really holds like the Chachamim, like this third opinion, then Shmuel is presenting an intermediate view. It's not that you continue the meal, and it's also not that you stop the meal and then start a new meal. Rather, you take the same meal that you had and you transform it into a Suda Shabbos. That's the way my Rebbe, Rabbi Nachbar Shlita, in Rebbe in TBC, that's the way he put it. You take the Suda's Chol and you transform it into a Suda Shabbos. That's why it's a third opinion, because it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not the same as Rabbi Yossi. Beautiful. So that's why I think it's important to discuss with whom to align the position of Shmuel. Whom amongst the Tanoim does he really paskin like? Okay, let's conclude the night with just one potential nafkamina. Okay, the Maharsha, I didn't give you this, but the Maharsha is medayik, that according to the second pshat in the Rashbam, that Poreis Mapa Umekadesh is Mishum Siluk Pesura, it's to get rid of the table. You know what you might say, according to Shmuel? That you should bench. Wow. Says the Maharsha that even Shmuel might agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you should bench. Just instead of actually removing the table, all you have to do is cover it. If that's the case, then who's Shmuel fundamentally paskening like? Rabbi Yehuda. He's fundamentally paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. He requires a benching. You have to stop the old meal. The only machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda is how much of a removal do you need? Do you need to physically remove it? Or no, you can just cover it. But most of the Mefarshim disagree with the Maharsha. And they say, no, according to Shmuel, there's no benching. There's no benching according to Shmuel. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So again, as we've explained, if Shmuel really requires a benching, then you see that he's really passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And the idea of Poris Mapa, of covering the table, is to demarcate, to distinguish, to divide between the Suda Schol and the Suda Shabbos. But if he doesn't require benching, then Poris Mapa could be for a number of other reasons. Maybe it's so that the food comes for the sake of Shabbos. Maybe it's so that you don't gravitate after the food since it's prohibited to eat, like we saw in the Tosos Rid. It could be for a number of other reasons. Yes, Ilan. You're only going to say that Shmuel would require benching if Poris Mapa Umekadesh is really about dividing the Sudas Chol from the Sudas Shabbos. Yes, Ilan.
According to what your Rebbe TBC said about transforming the meal, that would also be according to Rashbam, what Rebbe Yehuda told. Because according to Rashbam, Rebbe Yehuda said, Mafsik, it's just the Amar Mafsik and the Mashma Kira Shulchan. So it's still the same meal, you're just removing the...
No, but I think it means in addition to benching.
So in accordance to...
That's the way the Rishonim understand it. Correct, right. Within Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas is, do you only need a bench or do you also need to remove the table? Yeah. Okay, Yashar Koach, guys. I know tonight's, we kind of dug deep tonight. But we'll hopefully continue next week, Bez Hashem, and we will analyze further and gain more clarity in our understanding of Poris Mapa Umekadish. So wish everybody a great Shabbos.